For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive.
And kicking. Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times, if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard wall. This brother, come on.
Zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the L.A. Clippers.
Boom, shut up.
You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
Fuck you, Triple E.
That just f***ing called in and hangs up, you f***ing motherfucker. That f***ing pisses me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so f***ing uptight over f***ing nothing.
You're clearly lying. You're clearly
just lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Blazing the four fours. That's Punch Drunk Sports. Another Tuesday, another great. We got so much stuff. We got so many surprise special guests hanging out with us. Welcome, everybody. It's Punch Drunk Sports here on All Things Comedy. Also available for download on iTunes, Stitcher, and YouTube. Check out our YouTube channel. Joining us is our very first special guest.
European Ari.
Let's give it up for the Clive Owen of Punch Drunk, everybody. Ari Shaffir, everybody. I feel like our show's taking a little hit today because Renee isn't here with his wacky sound effects.
Hang on 1 second. Ari, can you hear us? I feel like he can't hear us.
I think he's frozen. Here we go. And while we figure that out. Oh, now
Ari, can you hear us? Apparently he can't.
Ari? Hi, Ari. Ari. Ari.
Ari.
Ari.
Ari. Can you hear us?
I can't hear anything.
Okay. We can hear you.
We can hear you. I can hear you.
I can't hear you.
All right, we'll fix that. We'll fix
that. Fucking more miming.
Okay.
What's up, Murph? How are you? What are the Vikings now? You can show me that on two hands, right?
Two and two.
Not bad. Not bad.
So are the Falcons. Two and two.
Cowboys. Cowboys 3-1.
Yeah, Cowboys are 3-1.
They're just going to go four.
With a fired head
coach. They're just going to wait till the end of the season again. Fucking Raiders.
Raiders 0-4.
0-4, yeah.
All right, Sam. Real quick, Arjun.
Compare being a Raiders fan now to being a Clippers fan 7 years ago.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
I'm going to be honest with you. Our GM, McKenzie, what is going on?
That's the elements from...
It's like me communicating in Germany, where they just talk at me like Gruppenspiel, and I just talk back at them in English, and nothing makes sense.
Was machen Sie?
How are the German tits?
He has no idea.
People have said that Germany...
Fucking studio.
Hey, okay, real quick. As we figure it out, I just want to get through our sponsorship real quick. Super excited. Very excited. BetDSI has re-upped for 2 more months with us. We're very excited about that. We're going to be doing a whole bunch of new things with them. We're going to be playing video games, doing a couple video game sessions for us. So BetDSI, use Punch Drunk Sports with BetDSI. No, excuse me. Use Punch Drunk, promo code $10 betting cash for all your Super Bowl, all your Major League Baseball stuff.
Playoffs, baseball stuff, playoffs.
Upcoming basketball season. So go check them out. They're also the banners on punchdrunksports.com. Also, Caveman Coffee. We got to find out what we're doing with them.
We do got to find out what we're doing with them, but they got chocolate now, and it's pretty delicious. They have chocolate. They have coffee.
All right. We got chocolate. Go to Caveman Coffee, use Punch Drunk Sports for that one, and get 10% off your coffee. And our Amazon links, I got our first thing saying that they got a check for us. I just have to fill out a couple more things. They said I didn't fill it all out. So we'll get that. And check out our website, punchdrunksports.com, and then we'll get into the t-shirt stuff. Tebow's very close.
Yeah, this week we'll have our next Punch Drunk shirt.
We got 2 shirts we're going to make. We'll get into that. We just want to talk to Ari. And please welcome to the studio one of my very good friends. We love him very much. He's a great guy. Great.
I hate him this week.
This week he just raped our good friend Jason Tebow.
In more ways than one. Fantasy football and
fantasy
the Vikings beat
and
the
Falcons. Vikings beat the Falcons. It's a good week to be Ryan Mervis.
Hey. We welcome Ryan Mervis, everybody.
Hey, America. And Germany.
Ari. Can you hear me?
This is dumb.
Ari.
I need to hear. What kind of studio are we at?
We're at
my dick.
No.
I'm in London now. And I was just in a very hip part of the world in Copenhagen.
Yeah.
And then I went to Germany. Now, Copenhagen is a fashion center. And Munich, though it's Bavarians right now because of Oktoberfest, is still very fashionable. So I picked up some stuff that I think you'll like belt-wise.
Really? Right. Let's see your new belt.
It's like a sort of a shadow ball.
Oh.
You see right there.
Wow, that's a cool belt,
that's
bro.
That's nice, leathery.
It's like jaw's ball.
Wow. Is that one ball?
That is one ball.
You gotta see a doctor with that thing. How is that one ball?
I'm sorry. It's just gratuitous now.
That's
guys,
like four
what
balls.
Can I hear?
Fat man, what's up?
Wait, are you talking to me?
No, fat man.
You're Viking, man. Yeah. He's Viking. He's fat.
You're the Viking.
Skull.
Studio's garbage.
Studio is...
Did my admonishing of fat man do nothing?
Yes.
Do
we need to have another breakdown?
It's been 2 weeks since then. Done nothing. 3 weeks.
Is your volume up on your computer?
Have you turned your volume up in your computer?
I'm sure he did. He's pretty savvy with that shit.
With the volume button.
He's pretty savvy. And by the way, we're live from the future, from the new Minnesota Vikings Stadium. Ooh. Won't be open for 2 years.
So hold on. So this is it going to be like retractable dome?
Yep.
It's the largest glass ceiling in North America.
But what is it going to be able to move?
Nope.
So you didn't go with open stadium?
Didn't go open stadium.
That's the smartest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's going to be better.
I mean, they were a dome team before.
Yeah, but they wanted to go open. They wanted to go open, you know, stadium. Like, it's fucking freezing out there.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
We're gonna have 2 years of open stadium.
All right.
Can you hear us?
Can you hear us,
Ari?
All right, whatever you're doing in there, Angelo, it's kind of working.
We're talking Minnesota football stadium.
We're talking about Minnesota's new stadium. That's where we're live from the future.
Oh, is that the one? Because the roof fell into the other one?
That's true. Yeah. That is true, yeah.
Well, the roof fell in the other one like 8 times.
Because you didn't plan for snow.
Yeah, right. Well, it doesn't really snow in Minnesota.
Of course not. Yeah. It doesn't snow at all in Minnesota.
You know what's really funny is that they actually think Adrian Peterson's going to make it to this stadium. Look at that.
I know.
Oh, he'll be back. He'll just, you know, be working the concession stand.
Let me just say this. If he takes off this season, this may actually prolong his career by not having all those runs on his legs.
Let me say this, and I'm going to ask this to Mervis. I read a thing.
He's only got a couple years left.
I read a thing last night that was like, tentative mock draft 1 quarter through the season. Here's a mock draft for next year. And that you guys take in Gurley from...
God.
And I'm like, do they need a... Are they really folding on... Are they abandoning this AP situation so much that they're looking at drafting the best running back in football? Now you fucked up!
And that guy is good. You watch that guy?
He's good.
He reminds me of Marshawn Lynch. Because he has that toughness.
He just reminds me of a young Adrian Peterson, where you're like, okay, that guy is a grown-up, and everyone around him is just toddlers.
And you ain't tackling him alone.
He's a big, thick athlete.
You ain't tackling him alone. Just wrecking Georgia peaches.
I mean.
All right, how was
Oktoberfest?
That's a huge bitch!
All right, how was Oktoberfest?
Oh, so interesting and fun.
Oh, excellent. Tell me why it was interesting.
Well, I drank a lot of beer.
Was hast du gemacht? That means what did you do? That means what did you do?
Oh, well, I drank a lot of beer, looked at a lot of cleavage. There was this game where you gotta like go up in like a yodeling thing like this, and then like some conveyor belt, everyone falls over, and then you climb a ladder and go shoot all the way down. That was fun.
Yeah, that's a Price is Right game.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
That was my favorite game on the Price is Right.
Yeah.
That and Plinko. And Punch Out. And Punch Out was my favorite. Because whenever my dream one day is to stack chicks. I've had a bunch of threesomes, but I've never stacked women, and I just want to stack them.
What do you mean, like, go up and down, up and down?
I just, where you play punch out, and you're just hitting holes looking for prizes.
Whack-a-mole?
Yeah. Whack-a-hole.
Whack-a-hole. Whack-a-hole. And we now have our third shirt. Whack-a-hole.
So, yeah, man, a lot of great... Germany's got to be fun, dude. I mean, I've heard nothing but amazing things over there. Military guys from the U.S. go to Germany, and they try to get citizenship.
It's amazing. I mean, a bunch of Americans that live there now.
They have, like, adult bookstores in their airports.
You can buy the booze anywhere. They just treat everyone like adults.
Yeah, because it's been around forever. When you killed a bunch of Jews, you're like, okay, let's just fuck instead.
Is that your first time in Germany?
Yeah, yeah.
And you enjoyed it, even though there's the historic animosity that I would understand?
What's that about?
I think there was some, they were baking things that weren't cool.
They were
in those big-ass ovens. There was a train ride to nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
The summer camps lasted for an eternity.
Doesn't that sound like an Ozzy Osbourne song?
Train ride to nowhere.
Ari, how are the German women?
Yeah, how's that puss, Ari?
Dude, I haven't scored in so long.
Really?
Do you think your Jew powers don't work outside the United States?
No English. My cousin, who's from Germany... He said the girls are all really friendly during Oktoberfest, but that's because you got to talk to them. I'm just there all alone.
And it's not cool to be like, hey, I'm American. Oh, that used to be cool. 10 years ago, you could go to a foreign country and be like, I'm American.
Yeah.
And there'd be fist fights over your dick.
I heard people saying they're American. They go, where are you from? They're like, United States.
Really?
Like, yeah, no one like, USA. But every other country's like, I'm from Korea. Where are you from? They're all cool. United States feels embarrassed.
Yeah.
I feel like we haven't been able to fuck in other countries since Clinton.
Yeah, I think Bush ruined
Bush ruined it. Fuck. And then, like, it was cool again with Obama because they're like, hey, man, they got a
year.
Cool.
Yeah,
and then
they're
like,
no,
man, he's fucking it up too.
So, have you seen ISIS while you've been there?
I experienced ISIS a little bit. They're not that bad.
Really? I find
that
hard to believe.
One dude is beheading people. It's just one dude.
Can I just say something, Ari? We're actually in negotiations with their social media guy to be our social media guy. So things are going pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah, ISIS's social media guy, Apa Hala 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 Abala Abdullah.
Allahu Akbar!
Yeah, that guy has agreed to take on Punch Trump social media.
That's a good get.
Yeah, that is a good get.
That's pretty cool. I mean, he definitely gets the word out. There's only a couple thousand people, and the word is out on them.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
I mean, with every other social media guy, he's a head above them.
Yeah. Oh!
Beheading.
Hey, no. You get it.
Looking up, you guys. I just went on Tinder, and this is the first girl that popped up.
Oh, wow. Not bad.
Yeah, let's see some of her pictures.
Oh, you liked her.
Oh, wait, no, I'm not. First, I'm going to see some of her pictures.
Oh, she only got one picture? She might have only one picture.
Funny. Need some body. Oh,
she's her petting a horse. Is she the one on the left or the one on the right?
That's with friends. I don't care for that.
So you're Tindering in Germany?
No, I just got to London.
Oh, ooh. London is great, man. London is great. London, I was there one day. Brian Callen took us around, and I don't know what it was, but he took us right to the gay district, and I think he banged a hooker.
Yeah, classic Callen.
Yeah, and we're in the gay district, and it's just, I'm like, why are we here in London's gay district? And the thing you'll notice about London is everybody dresses up, like, to the T's. It really looks like Sex in the City. You're like, okay.
Dude, all the dudes wear stylish suits.
Yep.
Pea coats.
I'm here for 2 hours. I feel like a schlump.
Because London... more than anywhere else, is the center of money. Everything is traded in English. Money is English. Everything's traded in English. And it all goes through. It doesn't go through New York. It really goes through London and all that stuff.
That might be why you're not getting laid. You got to put that purple suit on you got, bro.
It's maroon.
Eh, whatever.
Yeah, maybe I got to do that.
Throw that shit on.
Ari, how did your shows go?
Oh, great. Really good. I'm happy with all of it. You know, there's a couple mess-ups here or there, comic-wise, but So few.
What were the mess ups?
What do you mean mess ups?
You know, guys didn't prepare that well.
What?
Oh, okay.
Guys didn't prepare that much.
Mean you mean other comics?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, what would be the preparation of like?
Remember how you did my show once, and you remember? Okay, let me back up.
Oh yeah, let's go to this time 8 years ago when I did this.
Remember how you did it and you were amazing because you knew what you were going to do.
I did it twice, and both times went quite well.
Okay.
Graham crackers, wasn't it the Graham crackers?
Yep.
Or was am I
Golden Grahams? Golden Graham story, and then the drinking story, the 50 Shades of Macy Gray.
Ooh. Amazing. That's a guy who prepared. Love to have you back. Had him back. Did another one. Great. We did a lot of that. We had a lot of that. And then there's other people, you know, like you, Sam, who came out and really just Rob-deered it, hoping for a home run and got nothing.
Why would I lie?
Had to coach you through what to tell when you were off already and say, come on, man, do this. No. So there's a couple of those. There's a couple of triplies, but they're mostly their teams.
Happy overall. By the way, Ari, I got this new joke I'm talking about the I did on stage, and it's been killing. It's a story about the time, the first and only time I smoked crack. And yeah, it's a really great story. Hold on.
I have a question already.
Yeah.
I'm not so surprised you smoked crack. I'm a little surprised you smoked crack. But I'm very surprised you only smoked crack one time.
Yeah. Well, that's if you knew to hear this story, you'll know why.
Good sound.
I got bullshit on that!
You'll know why.
Did you run out of crack? Okay.
No, man. It was. I don't want to tell it here because I've been telling you on stage. But the point is, it's been killing. And Dave Taylor said something really nice to me. He goes, Sam, if I had to pick anybody to go up on stage and tell two stories, it would be you. So I just want. I've been preparing, Ari. So someday, like when you're on like season 8, and you've gone through all the Ali Wongs and all those people a couple times, you can maybe give your old friend Armenian Tits a shot on stage.
And I'll be on 3 years after that.
The funny thing, you would actually fill a minority role, which would be really good, actually. They always like push for that. But you come off as so white.
Yeah. I just did an Armenian show here, and it's just like, as soon as I walk up, I'm like, hey, everybody, I'm Armenian. And they're like, no, you're not. I'm like, yeah, I am.
Difference, like, as far as Armenians go, like, you're Armenian, but you come across as white.
Yes.
Where Gabe Killian comes across as, like, totally Armenian.
Yeah, he's Armo to the bone.
Hey, Red Band said,
What?
Yeah. This is our new wife-beating correspondent, Alvarez, this weekend.
Yes. Yeah. Dude, that was a big fight, dude. Great fights this weekend.
Unbelievable card.
It was a great card. Great fights.
Did you get a chance to watch it, Ari?
I'm talking about getting him a title shot.
Well, you know, man, I mean, back in the day in the WEC, him and Ben Henderson, they used to have fights for that all the time.
He's won 5 in a row.
They've been talking that actually Eddie Alvarez may now have to move down a weight class.
One fight.
But
maybe.
He might be too small for that weight class in the UFC. But Matt, great fights.
McGregor might be a rising star. Like, I mean, he is a rising star, but he might be the new fucking thing.
We're jumping all over the place. We got a lot of cards to talk about.
I mean, I think we're into it right now. I think that's what we're talking about right now.
Well, let's go early. Dominic Cruz, you see that fight?
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't surprised by that. I really wasn't. You know, I figure and it's kind of like what you were saying with Peterson. He takes that year, you know, he took more than a year off, but he takes 3 years. But he takes that time off. That extends. You know, it's all health. It's all fucking getting your marbles back.
But you're also eating up some of your prime years, too.
True.
You're eating some of your prime years up. But,
man. I mean, if I went back to the UFC right now, I wouldn't dominate.
Yeah, you wouldn't. I think you've definitely.
I would love to see that.
There was that time when you were kind of.
He's got good reach.
You could have been a really great ring girl. I think that's about it.
Damn, how long did you train jiu-jitsu?
I trained for about 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty fun though, right?
No.
You didn't like it?
I'm not limber enough. I found a gym, Ari, near about a mile from my house. We can take Thai boxing, boxing, jiu-jitsu, three classes a week for $90 a month.
Whoa.
Or unlimited classes for $120.
Wow. That's great.
I'm joining that today or tomorrow.
Wow. All right, didn't you get a staph infection rolling?
Yeah, from, didn't you get a, like a, did, is that from getting it in your asshole when Eddie Bravo planted you?
Ooh.
No, I got a staph, yes, I got a staph infection and I got ringworm also.
And you also.
Were both those things in your asshole?
Oh, no, just the ringworm in my asshole.
Okay.
Also, you, you blew your knee, right? Didn't you blow out your knee?
Yeah, yeah.
And you were a white belt.
Yeah, I still am a white belt.
Did you? And did you at any point ever?
Can we see that belt?
Oh, yeah, sure.
At any point, did you think you were going to go pro? Like, to get that many injuries that you were
no,
really
No, but I was hoping I would get a blue belt. That's a regret in my life that I never got a blue belt.
You remember my own roommate, Scott Ross?
Yeah, he was amazing. Great teacher, too.
He's almost a black belt.
Wow, that's amazing. I love that. Wait, did that sound sarcastic?
No, that's dead serious.
No, no, no. He's teaching, like, for Bravo, no, like, 4 days a week.
Wow, did that sound sarcastic?
Oh. Does that sound... Yeah, no. That sounded real.
Okay,
I can tell you're weird. You know, because whenever you're being sarcastic, you're very interesting because any kind of real emotion, negative, whether it's angry or sarcastic... Or belittling you, you get really femmy, flaming, like really queenie, like it just like it's so interesting
how it
like,
sure does.
Queenie you get.
Like here's my impression of Ari sounding serious and then Ari being sarcastic.
Okay,
wow, that's crazy. That's normal Ari.
Yeah.
Here's Ari the other way. Oh my gosh, that is insane.
Totally, right?
Yeah, no.
Nail on my head. Nail on my head.
You've got to be playing with my emotions right now, girl, because that sounds crazy.
Are you Jeff Richards or Jason Tebow? Those impressions are spot on.
I appreciate it.
Hey, Ryan. Will you shut up and let us do our show for 2 seconds?
You know, I'm just
butting in, and it's really ruining the flow of the show.
You shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
need a random black guy to yell at our mic.
Hey, Ari, have you heard my Gabe Killian yet?
No, let's hear it.
Reban said I'm one of the best up and comers, but why won't he book me on any of his shows then?
That's great. So Dominic Cruz is going to fight Uriah Faber, I think, next.
That's
no,
what
no, he's fighting Dillashaw.
Then that's going to be a good
shot.
Fight.
And then title shot. Yeah. You give him two fights, and give him right back.
No,
title
no,
shot.
No. He's going right to title fight. Dillashaw.
Oh, yeah. No, I think he's fighting Dillashaw for next.
Which is the champion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh wow! Really?
He moved. He went from like 9 to 2. In rankings.
Which is how you normally drive. 9 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
It's 10 and 2. 10 and 2, Sam.
Well, no, I like to be a little down a little more.
Okay. Gangster style.
Yeah, that's how I roll. That's grown man shit. Yeah.
Thug life.
So he's good. He looked good. He had the worst haircut. You know, he won the fight, lost the match to the barber, though. Did you see that haircut? I don't know what it was. It was like normal hair and then just...
It was like he had a bag of bets haircut.
Yeah. It was Chia. Oh, Ari... Do you know when you'll be back in L.A.?
I'll be back the 11th, I think, October 11th.
All right.
Okay, that might be too early. It looks like Josh is going to be washing his face with a giant jizz rag.
100%.
Hey!
Yeah.
Where's Josh?
Basically, I made a bet with Sam.
What was the bet, Sam?
He bet Sam that...
This is the best.
Okay, so in the Comedy Store Fantasy League, not Punch Drunk, if Sam finishes 9th or 10th, so the last two spots, 9th or 10th, Sam's out of the league, Josh replaces him.
Yeah.
If he finishes 7th or higher, he has to pull out bag of bets and do whatever it says, and we're going to load it with 15 cum rags, and that's it.
Hey!
What's the record, Sam?
Sam's in, I believe he's in first place, definitely second place.
I'm second place, but I've scored the most points in the league.
What's your record?
3-1. And, dude, I put 180 and 79 points on Adam the manager yesterday. 179 points.
I forgot to start my quarterback.
How many weeks is it? 16, 15?
17.
Well, no. 17.
Well, 16 it's including like the Super Bowl.
No, in fantasy season. Football.
Yeah, it's 16 including the Super Bowl. You don't play week 17.
Regular season,
so 15, four, 13, I believe.
Yeah.
13 games.
So I have nine more to go.
I think you need one more win to clinch, not ninth or tenth.
Yeah, I'm really close.
I think you need one more win.
So I was thinking the rule should be anybody on the show gets to – I want to film it where, like, Josh comes in, he admits the bat he lost, and then each one of us goes into the bathroom, beats off on the fucking rag.
Yeah.
I think Fat Man, Viking can come in.
Oh, shoot him everywhere. T-Ball,
Trips. I was going to invite this tranny porn star that I met doing talking shit this weekend.
Oh, my God.
How big is this rag?
It doesn't matter.
Just the whole towel.
It should be a small but saturated.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Load it up.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody's going to miss, too. It's going to miss all over the top.
Saturated.
And everybody beats off onto it. We don't show that part. And then we just show him washing his face. He gets what he gets to do is one thing under the water.
Yes. To soften the rag.
Yes, to soften it.
But that also reactivates the cum.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm, it's a slippery
slope. How long was that to dry before giving it to him to wash?
I think it should be instantly. You should instantly have to wash his face.
The terms of the actual bet are the winner, you know, in the bag of bets is someone jerks off on a fucking rag. The next day, you have to wash your face with it. Now it's turned into like everybody we know beats off on a fucking
Kleenex.
Yeah,
now it sounds like we're going to jerk off on his face.
Eat it.
Well, I've always disagreed with that notion that we should let it dry. I always thought.
Putting it under the water is going to reactivate it.
Yeah, that's.
It'll be a fun chemical reaction.
He gets a small chance to kind of dilute the jizz. He gets a small chance to dilute it.
You got to let the jizz also soak into the towel.
Yeah, into the fibers.
You can't let it be surface. You really got to let it get in there a little bit. And jizz, the consistency that even though towels are soaky, jizz takes a while to soak.
Uh-huh. It more just sits on the top.
Yeah.
I think I'll leave it for like 15,
dude, what did you stay at a Holiday Inn last night? You're so fucking knowledgeable about this fucking jizz rag situation.
All right, have you just been beating off all over Europe since you haven't gotten laid?
So much. So much.
Really?
Have you tried to get a hooker?
No.
You're not a hooker guy.
You're not.
You and I aren't hooker guys.
Oktoberfest. All the girls with their fucking cleavage. Oh, my God.
They're just big German tits.
Whatever, all pushed up.
Big old fat titties.
Do you have a thing where you like, since you've been hanging out at Oktoberfest and all that, and that's like the biggest beer drinking thing in the world.
Are
you like, wow, Germany's beer is better?
There's a couple of beers that are really – Augustiner was really good. But there's a GS that was kind of shitty. Lowenbrau is Lowenbrau, you know.
Right.
Nobody's into that. Hofbrau's okay.
Right. So it's just like, you're just like, it's just beer.
Yeah, but they serve it to you such a big fucking mug.
Do you get any boots? Any boots of beer?
No, no boots. I don't know what that boots thing was. I didn't see that at all. But these giant mugs have like pretty much three, yeah.
Stein. Hey, Ari. Yeah. When you were walking around Oktoberfest, did anyone just come up and apologize to you?
No, but people averted their eyes.
In guilt or disgust?
I think shame.
I apologize for nothing.
Uncomfortable. Sorry about that.
Mervis, have you ever been to Oktoberfest?
Not in Germany.
Where have you been to Oktoberfest?
I did Oktoberfest in San Diego.
Oh, it's the same thing.
It's exactly the same.
Damn, get off your phone.
Yeah, a lot of flip-flops and board shorts in Germany, I'm sure.
And getting yelled at from fucking Germany.
I love it. He's on the other side of the planet.
Don't use your phone on the table. I mean, get off your phone. Right?
No, on tables, on base.
Now
he's
you
on
fucked
base.
Up!
Now, okay, let's go back to the UFC fight. Did you guys see that the Cuban Romero?
Yep.
Wouldn't get off? He was...
Yep.
So basically what happens, first round, he's fighting Tim Kennedy.
Yeah.
He starts to dominate Tim in the first round, really rocks him. Second round, Tim starts coming back, basically knocks him out. But Romero, I believe his name, I'm sure I'm going to get butchered on Twitter for this, gets rocked, but gets saved by the bell.
If that fight was 10 seconds longer, it was over.
That round,
story.
Yep. If the second round was 10 seconds longer, fight's over.
So Romero pulls a old dirty trick, as Dana White called it, an old dirty trick in the book.
What is that?
He wouldn't get off his stool.
Puts too much Vaseline on his corner people put too much Vaseline on his cut, so it buys him another 30 seconds on the stool to get clear the cobwebs.
Why D'Artagnan, a.k.a. Tim Kennedy, is begging him to get off his seat because he knows he's got him rocked. Because he looked like one of the
He's like, come on, man, this is stupid. He's standing in the middle of the ring like, let's go. The bell rang. I'm in the center of the octagon. I'm sorry, octagon. He's still sitting on a stool. Who was the ref of that?
Big John McCarthy.
McCarthy literally goes over and pulls the stool out and throws it. And he's like, come and fight right now. And then Tim Kennedy loses.
Yeah.
Where was his corner? Where was the Cuban's corner? Where was his people?
They were still in the ring with them.
They were like stalling and wiping the Vaseline off his face.
They were acting like they've never had to fucking work on a cut before in their lives.
Who won the third round?
Kennedy got knocked out.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. It is an old dirty trick, but...
It is an old dirty trick.
An oldie but a goodie.
They should have been deducted a point. I think you should ask a guy to get out of his chair three times. If he doesn't, deduct a point.
It wouldn't change a knockout.
Well, to me, they should look at that again and just go, you know what? This is a fucking no contest. Let's have a rematch.
No. They wouldn't no contest it because it didn't lead to his loss. It just led to him getting more time. He should ban him a point. After he said, come on. Like in the basketball, if you go inbounds and the team is still like huddling up for their timeout, you go, guys, come on. You buzz it again. If they don't go, the ref goes over to the sideline and says, come on, who wants the ball? And then they don't go again. He just drops it and starts counting.
One, two.
So at some point, he's like, get up. Yeah. And he goes, get up or I'm banning. All right. And then he should stop right there and say, stop. We're deducting 1 point. It wouldn't have changed the outcome. Tim Kennedy got knocked out. But
I mean, Tim Kennedy's face was beat the fuck up. Uh-huh. Oh.
And you know what? Aside from the controversy, that was a great fight.
That was a good fight.
The controversy, that was a great fight. I would love to see that fight again.
Now, what do you feel the controversy is? That he stalled and it saved him from losing, or that he stalled and it helped him win?
That's the controversy. Either one. It's stalled. The same thing.
The bell rung, he didn't answer the bell.
Do you feel like that helped him either win, or do you just think that helped him not lose?
It got him 30 more seconds.
That bought him 30 seconds to get the cobwebs out of his head.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be under review. It's just like from then on, they should deduct a point. They should just tell the refs, like, hey, if this happens again, take a point.
The other guy also got those 30 seconds because he was.
Yeah, but he wasn't rocked. He was ready to go.
He wasn't in a position where he needed those 30 seconds that bad.
Then he ended up getting knocked out, though.
Yeah, because the guy got back to his senses, was able to fight.
He had came out 30 seconds earlier, was still a little woozy. He could have fucking been more susceptible to to some striking and whatever. Takedown. I don't know.
Now the card gets really interesting. I think the next one was Conor McGregor versus Poirier.
I think it was 9-5.
Dude, fight of the night. That was fight of the night. Yoel Romero versus Tim Kennedy.
Yep.
Are you looking up the fights?
Yeah, I'm looking up the awards.
Who did Conor McGregor fight?
What?
Conor McGregor.
Who did he fight?
Dustin Poirier.
Dustin Poirier. Now, that fight had a lot of like animosity going at it because I don't care what anybody says. I mean, Conor McGregor is great for the UFC.
Wonderful. He's the Roddy Piper of the UFC.
Dude, his look is old Ric Flair. Somebody, one of our fans, put up pictures of them together.
Really?
When he had the ivory suit on?
Yeah, it's right out of a Ric Flair suit. White suit, sunglasses like Tebow's wearing. And it's like, it's classic showmanship, man. And this guy is so good at getting under the other fighter's fucking skin. And he, I mean,
and he's tough. And he has an entire country behind him.
Dude, and man, he is huge for that weight class.
Huge.
What's it, 145? He's huge.
I think they might be lighter than that.
No, because under that is Aldo. They're Aldo's. They're Aldo's weight class.
Right, right, right.
Under that would is DJ Dillashaw.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But
TJ. TJ.
TJ Dillashaw, yeah. But, man, if you look Conor McGregor in the ring, he is huge for that weight class. I mean, he's got a giant skull, and he's got a giant jaw. I know he's got that beard, but even that jaw is big. He's going to do damage in that weight class.
He talks shit, too, and it's fun.
But he gets it, man. He gets
the next, like, superstar, like how Rousey was.
Dana's already hyping him up. He's treating him better than all the other. He's flying him. He's this guy's flying with Dana all over the place.
He knows. He can market him. He can market him. Yeah. Why not?
If he can sell it and win fights, why not?
And he does the thing that I've said on this show before that Jon Jones and Ronda Rousey don't do. Every time he talks shit,
fuck black chicks.
Yes. After that, besides that, every time he says some shit, he smirks and he shows a little smile. It sells what he's saying.
It's like Sebastian.
Yeah. You know, if you just mean mug all the time, people think you're an asshole.
Right.
Yeah.
Throwing a little smile, but all of a sudden.
Yeah, Tito would smile. Tito would smile sometimes.
Yeah, Daniel Tosh does. That's how he gets away with all that shit that he says. Yeah,
a little smirk.
Than having a TV show.
A little smirk,
but he smirks and lets people know, hey, dude, this is just fun.
I'm just having, you know, yeah, I'm just fucking
around. We're here for fun.
I'm just having fun. You know, I'm not fucking, you know what I mean?
I'm not really an asshole. Yeah. I just like to talk shit.
There's yeah, right. Here. A smile here or there would really help that.
I'm making a rape joke. I'm not a rapist.
You know who was good at that? Rampage. He would talk shit and he would laugh.
Yeah.
Smile.
Yeah, he'd always
it's
be
all
laughing.
That little
you have to show them your light side or else they think you're fucking serious all the time.
Yeah.
I think Jon Jones is a tremendous fighter, an amazing athlete. He might not just be a good shit talker, which you can't have everything.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard sometimes.
You can't. I mean, like, it's just ridiculous. Who was I talking to?
How worried are you about Ari's posture right now?
Not at all.
That looks like a guy who's stripping off his pants.
I'm scratching my balls.
Oh, why are they scratching? Why are they itching?
I flew all day. And I needed to breathe.
Oh, I get that.
Gross.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear the story about Means? Oh, yeah, the story you wanted to tell at the storyteller show about the girl who flew for like 13 hours on the flight and she wanted me to eat her pussy. And I'm like, your pussy right now tastes like fucking ashtrays and fucking cold coffee.
Wow.
I'm not going to eat that pussy, lady.
I mean, you're an asshole.
I didn't. I never. Tony So did. Tony So did.
Hey, Mervis.
Hey. What's up?
Okay, let me ask you guys a question.
Can we get the rest of this UFC, too?
How excited are you about the Royals making the playoffs?
He's not.
Me?
Because he's from Minnesota.
No, in general, as sports fans.
As a sports fan, I'm excited because it'd be like if the Vikings went to the Super Bowl. It happens every fucking 29 years and we blow it at the end. Like, it's going to be really fun to see him climb up. I hope, you know, it'd be really fun to see the Royals win the World Series, but they're going to burn out and everyone's going to be sad. And...
Well, tonight
it can't be the Dodgers. I want it to be the Royals.
Well, here's the whole thing. The A's bought Lester, got Lester. For the playoffs, and he's pitching tonight.
Is he?
Yeah, so it's Lester versus, I think, Peavy. I think it's Peavy. But, I mean, that's why he's here, is to win playoff games.
Yeah.
I mean, they traded Cepedis, and it completely...
Cepedis?
What's his name?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm going to get murdered on Twitter.
Let's just assume Sam's wrong.
You know? It just ruined their power. They lost a ton of scoring because they traded that guy.
They got Shields going against Lester.
Oh, Shields. Okay. All right. All right.
That's a pretty good matchup.
That is a good matchup. That is a really good matchup.
3.21 ERA, 14-8, 108 strikeouts versus 2.46 ERA, 16-11, 220 strikeouts for John Lester.
Yeah.
Out of the three of us, without question, you're the baseball guy of the three of us. Who do you want to win the World Series?
I'd love to see the Royals go make a run. I mean, Pittsburgh after that would be nice. They've been so terrible for so long.
Hey.
So you're going all underdog.
I mean, yeah. Or with the guys who have a chance, Baltimore, you know what? They've been playing pretty honorably lately. And if the Yankees can't be in the playoffs, I don't mind Baltimore representing the AL East. I don't mind it at all.
Real quick.
But
okay, sorry, Ari. My
to me, Detroit's going to be tough to beat. But yeah. More than anything, the Angels are going to be tough to beat.
What about the Dodgers? Brene's not here. Players, I'd love to hear it.
I don't know. They worry me.
They worry me, too. St. Louis worries me. It's the one matchup in the playoffs for the NL that really makes me nervous.
Are the Dodgers playing St. Louis? They are, right? And then Washington gets the wild card?
You got mm-hmm. it.
The only blessing of that is that we have home field, and Crenshaw can't pitch in St. Louis. There's three teams in Major League Baseball Kershaw has a losing record against.
Yeah.
And it is, and St. Louis is one of them.
Oh.
Remember they pitched and they hit Hanley Ramirez and they broke his rib and he couldn't play the whole rest of the series.
Oh, yeah.
They're dirty fucking scumbags.
Who was that?
Cardinals.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck the Cardinals. Remember how they got rid of
Pujols? I do not want the Cardinals to win.
Yeah.
Anybody but the Cardinals.
Yeah, or the Angels, to me.
I love them.
I don't want to see the Angels.
I'm a huge Mike Trout fan. It's an honor to watch that guy play baseball. Did you see that catch he made last week?
Yeah, but that was luck.
What?
It was lucky. He even laughed about it as lucky. I mean, sure, he ran it down. He threw his hand where it should be. Yeah. He didn't see it. It landed in his glove.
When Jordan does some crazy thing, just chucked it up,
yeah.
That wasn't lucky.
Yeah,
it sure was. You have to have the skills to make that luck happen.
Sure.
That guy, it's an honor to watch him play.
It's not an honor to watch him play. It's exciting to watch him play.
It's an honor, dude. This guy's historically great. Like... like, in the realms of Mickey Mantle and all these guys. Like, he's that good. Like, he's that good.
Don't bullshit on that!
Call up a Mike Trout highlight reel right now. Mike Trout highlight reel.
He's that good, dude. His hitting percentage, everything. He's like, believe it or not, you know what else was the guy? A-Rod was putting up those numbers. Like, it might have been juicing. And far as I could tell, that's not what Trout is doing because he's just that guy.
Bigger, faster, stronger.
36 home runs, 111 RBIs, 83 walks. Wow. A lot of strikeouts, though. 184
strikeouts. Yeah, he does strike out, but he's like a five-tool superstar.
939 OPS. That's great.
Like the guy, who's the guy for the Nationals that everybody thought was going to
be? Stolen bases. Fuck.
How many stolen bases?
16. It's not bad.
Yeah, he's not. It's an honor to have him and Puig going at it.
Yeah, that'll be, I mean...
Great. Let's see Puig in the playoffs. Let's see him go crazy.
Let's, and by the way, the...
Kemp's playing good,
dude,
finally.
Did you hear that the Catholic Church added a new amendment? Is that what they're called?
What just happened to you? That sentence started so confident. Hey, everyone stop talking. Did you hear the Catholic thing happen?
They added a new commandment.
There's 11 commandments then?
Yeah. It's thou shalt not run on Puig. That's the new one.
They climbed up to the mountain, carved it in the stone.
It's a long way to get to that, wasn't it, Ari?
Worth it.
Do not run on Puig. That guy has a hose.
According to the things that the Catholic people might say about
Catholic? Wasn't that
stuff.
Moses? Wait, hang on. All right. Was what? The Jews the commandments?
Jews weren't the commandments.
Yeah,
the Jews weren't the commandments. Yeah,
yes, they were.
Yeah. No, actually.
That was Moses going up and with the tablets.
The people who put the Bible together worshipped the religion of the sun. That's who put the Bible together. Fun facts.
Well, regardless,
it's
the Jews.
Hey, Ari, let's talk about Jeters. Yeah, Jeets. What do you think of that?
Guys, let's look back on a wonderful career. He played more playoff games than a fucking full season of regular season games.
Wow.
He's amazing. He had some of the most memorable plays. That Oakland throw is going to go down as one of the all-time great fielding plays.
Oh, yeah, when he gets Jambi?
Oh, bang Mariah Carey.
Toss to Posada. Clutch hits, batted over 300 for an entire career and a long career.
Bang Minka Kelly. Ooh.
Did you see that graphic that ESPN put up?
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
Jessica Biel.
Jessica Alba.
Yeah, he caught something from Biel, didn't he?
No, he gave Biel it.
Yeah. I'd still eat that
According
asshole.
To Ryan Sickler, Jeets hands out the herps.
Worth it.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but what do you think of that last hit, Ari? Do you think it was, did he stream it into him?
No.
Did he groove it? Did he groove the pitch?
Nobody's doing that.
Yeah, because the Orioles had something online, home field advantage, during the playoffs.
I don't buy into that shit.
No, they're still fighting.
And you know what? I love those magical moments where something like that happens.
Yeah.
When Magic Johnson came back and played in the All-Star game and lit it up and hit three-pointer. You know, when fucking Jeter's at his last at-bat, and then he pinch hits again and then gets another fucking hit, beats out a fucking throw at first. Dude, that's magic to me.
It was a home run. Nobody's giving it up to him. No pitcher wants that on his record. They want to get strikeouts.
Right.
They don't want anybody hitting on him.
And what did you see this Keith Overman rant that he went on that he got murdered for?
Yeah, what did he say?
He was just trying to say, like, that Jeter wasn't as good as everybody's making him out to be. He's like, he's the 13th best Yankee of all time. I'm like, yeah. For a team that's been around for like 100-some years.
They have like 200 Hall of Famers. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
He's the 13th best player. That's still fucking amazing.
Yeah, and even to have that kind of career for 19 years.
Yeah.
Right? 19-year career?
20 year. Wasn't it?
I tweeted Keith Overman. I'm sure he read it and got upset. I tweeted him, hey, maybe we should celebrate Jeter's longevity. Like, how many times have you been fired since he's been a Yankee?
Right.
And it's been like four.
Well, Overman started going nuts with all of this Goodell shit. And he got a lot of traction and brought up a lot of great points. But he got a lot of press and a lot of fucking media attention. Yeah. And then this kind of thing started to go away. So now he's like, who's next?
Yeah.
I got to keep it fucking sensational.
It was just your classic progressive snarkiness that.
Yeah, it's like an aging woman.
Yeah, if Jeets had been like some player on the WNBA, he would be railing why nobody's showing her any respect as she retired.
Yeah, it's like, don't try to be controversial, Olbermann. You're a 60-year-old yuppie who belongs to the golf fucking course fucking clubhouse. Like, don't act like you're this fucking controversial guy.
Even Dan Patrick was like, dude, you sound like an idiot. He basically was saying,
it's like, what are you doing? The 13th best. It's like, dude, stop. Now's not the time to say he was only second best ever. It's like, stop.
Why would you shit on somebody
at the end of their career?
It's like somebody retiring. An amazing career.
Of course.
Yeah. Jeter isn't like Kobe in the fact that he doesn't put where he thinks he is in the list of greatest of all time. Like, Kobe's always trying to convince everybody he's the third greatest player to ever play after Wilt Chamberlain and Michael Jordan. It's like, no, you're not.
Nope.
Yeah. You're not even close. You won some championships. You got lucky to be where you are, and you probably earned two of those, and the other ones you were fucking.
And had you been a really team player and somebody that cared about the sport and the franchise, you would have won more because you would have been taking pay cuts and not holding the Lakers for ransom because you deserve $30 million a year. Yeah, hey, man, a lot of people do. But look at someone like Tim Duncan that goes, hey, man, I'm cool. I'm so rich, by the way. Then I'm cool with $18 million a year, and let's get some fucking swing men in here and some role players, and let's have a dynasty.
Let's build a dynasty.
You know what's so funny?
He's a ship sinker. That dynasty is over.
Kobe sinks ships.
Yeah, he is an idiot.
Hey, so, Ari, even though we didn't do it real quick, can we do some dates out the gates with you?
I thought we had a graphic for that.
No, we don't yet.
We're working on it.
What do you want? We're already out.
I do like those punches, though.
Those are aggressive.
Mm-hmm. London punches.
Well, I thought because I was going to do it over the over
gates
the
out counter. The gates. Ari Shaffir.
Nice.
I'm in London all week.
Yeah.
States out the gates with Sam Tripoli and Jason Tebow.
Yes!
And Ari Shaffir.
I bet.
That was great. You're going to be in London all week, so anybody from England, please, the UK, go check out one of my favorite people on the planet, Mr.
All right, I got some friends in London. I'm going to get you laid.
Really?
Yeah.
What are their names?
Remember Tiana's friend?
Ooh.
Remember, the journalist, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, you should hook up with her. She'll get you pussy, bro.
Okay.
Do you need me Friday?
Yeah, you could do it.
Friday, I'm at Lovitz. I'll be right here at Lovitz. And the 25th and 26th, Tripoli and I are going to be at La Jolla Comedy Store together.
Ooh, San Diego. Very nice.
Where are you
going to be?
3 weeks.
I'm going to be at the Comedy Store Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. This weekend, come and see me talk about jokes.
I'm going to Vegas this weekend, so I might be at the Dirty at 12:30. I don't know. And just gigging at the store this week. And then I got a bunch of dates coming up. I'm going to be in Florida. I'm getting the specifics of that today. Be in Florida, and I'll be with you. So those were dates out the gates.
Oh, yeah.
It's dates out the gates with Sam Tripoli and Jason Tebow.
Yes!
And Ari Shaffir.
And Ari Shaffir. Ari, can we take a little break and we'll come back?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll be back in a couple minutes.
Dying to piss. The globe.
After a 15-minute break, we are back. Sorry
Eight
about
minutes.
That. I agree, Ari. I agree. I was just yelling at everybody.
I don't agree, Ari.
I said it was 8 minutes.
It's not eight
it's
minutes.
Longer than 8 minutes.
We fucking left at 12:55. It's now 1:10.
Yeah.
I blame Mark.
Why?
Came in here and was talking to us for a minute. I'd have been a 9-minute break if it wasn't for Mark. But it was a 10-minute break.
Now you fucked up!
Leave a fist pound for you, and you weren't looking at it, and you're just holding it there.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
And then you finally found his fist.
Oh, yeah, he was holding it there, and you didn't fist him.
I'm not a fister.
Yeah. It was
a fister. I only fist chicks, bitch.
Uh-huh.
All right, is the NFL popular in Europe? Are you walking around bars and you see it on TV, like how we randomly see soccer every now and then at a bar?
No, my brother's a Raiders fan, and he saw a Raiders hat, and he said that's probably the first time in a year that I've seen a Raiders hat.
Your brother lives in Germany.
Well, the reason I ask is because they're working so goddamn hard to get a team
in London,
and I'm so against it.
In London, I agree.
Well, for a lot of reasons. One, it would suck so much to have to travel.
Yeah.
To London. It would fuck up. I mean, already the Thursday night game.
But you also know it's not. I agree with what you're saying, but it's not like you and I are traveling from London to play every week on Southwest. They're flying in flying hotels.
Still, time difference. I mean, the players complain about playing.
You go from Seattle. Dude, that's going to take so long. It's going to take like 13 hours.
I agree.
I mean, you get there, you're tired, your time difference is fucked up. You can practice twice, then you got to play.
I'm going to tell you something. The NFL is in a very, very precarious place in that there is the chance that, I mean, like, baseball used to be huge. People used to be consumed with baseball.
For a century.
The NFL, it's trying to act like it is bulletproof.
And they're not. They're treaded on thin ice. It's under such a microscope right now.
Yeah.
And every little thing that goes wrong, every traffic ticket that any player is going to get, any problem is going to be so blown out of proportion. Adding London to the mix, adding an international.
People just pissing off. I mean, the flags. Some guy got flagged this week for praying.
Yeah.
Technically, yeah.
Technically.
I mean, I don't know if he was actually praying. He slid on his knees and put his face down on the ground, and they flagged him for it.
And he's Muslim, and that's how he prays.
Yeah. You gotta flag.
I mean,
Allahu Akbar!
Now the
Hey, Tim Tebow never got penalized for going to one fucking knee and saying he loves Jesus after every completion.
Yeah, everyone, there's always
every completion, this guy goes to his knee. Fucking God bless you, Jesus. Thank you for giving me the bounty of this black guy catching my pass.
You only have the five completions.
Honestly, if you look back at a guy who sucks and you go, you should have thanked God for every completion you had.
Yeah.
That's the guy who's like, yeah, that's I did. I know I was terrible, and I did.
That's a good point. Point.
We should start doing that. Like, we're on stage and, like, we get a really good joke and applause break. Get down on our knees and, like, thank you, Lord Jesus, for letting me do my job correctly for one-tenth of my shit. Thank you, Lord, I make 10 people laugh on a Friday night. Anyways, what's up with airplane food? Here comes my next one. Shut up and do your job.
The NFL right now is in a very interesting place. The FCC just ruled that illegal for the NFL to black out local games if they don't sell out.
Yeah.
The NFL basically said, fuck you, FCC. We're going to continue to do it.
I don't give a fuck.
That will not stop any of my blackouts on Sunday, Sam.
Yeah, I mean, you're free to blackout.
His blackouts Drug start Viking. On Friday. Yeah.
I blackout my whole weekend.
Yeah.
Mervis read that headline and he's like, oh my God, the FCC's after my blackouts.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Goddamn FCC.
Can we talk about blacking out? I gotta be honest with you. The Comedy Store is in a really great, comedically, really great, nice strides with comedy, doing pretty well. I gotta be honest with you. It's really dry on sluts lately. The sluts aren't what they used to be.
The sluts, they're not what they used to be.
I mean, I'm talking
about
the golden age of Jill Allen to, like, Katie Manzella, and I don't call them sluts in a negative way. They used to help.
They were givers.
They helped everybody out. Mm-hmm. They released a lot of tension.
So they there's not that, though, that crew anymore?
What?
There's not that crew, that new crew of people?
No, the girls aren't putting out like they used. I mean, I'm just not seeing a bunch of drunk ones stumbling around, making
bad decisions.
The thing is,
they're still there, Sam. I've slammed some recent strange simply because they were drunk and they were at the Comedy Store. And I honed in on those hangers, and I'm like, I gotta get to know those.
I'm thinking about doing it.
I honed in on those hangers. Another t-shirt for coming out.
Regular people that come a lot?
Yeah, but are there? You were there during the classic Jill Allen's and all. You're telling me there's girls like
that? It's on the upswing. They're more sneaky and they're more subtle about it. But there's still chuckle fuckers there.
Yeah,
I think it's more so there's girls that you can take home and have sex. There aren't girls that are like, sure, man, throw me in the dumpster for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
There's not as much fucking at the store.
And,
Katie was the best. Katie was just like, sluts.
Yeah, Katie was great. If you had some cocaine, she was all in.
I like how you guys talk about her like she's dead.
No, she's not dead, but she's just.
I miss her.
Every time I see her, she's giving up something else. She's like, oh, I don't eat this. I don't do this anymore. It's like, Katie, you were a god amongst men. And now you're trying to change your way. And it's like, nobody needs that.
I don't care.
Okay, clean up, but don't clean up your jizz.
I don't care if you don't eat gluten anymore. I don't care if you've given up on gluten. I don't care if you've given up on wheat. Please don't stop eating dick.
Yeah. I am going to have, there's certain guys I'm going to talk to that I feel like run chicks off.
Eric Aligny.
He hasn't been around lately.
No.
I saw Tony Hinchcliffe.
Because Adam told Eric, he's like, You're never going to be on Friends and Family.
I disagree with this. I disagree with what he did.
He just said you'll never be Friends and Family.
You'll never be a regular here, he told him.
That's what he's...
And I just disagree with doing that to people. I think...
I wouldn't say somebody's never going to be until they're a has-been, until they're like an old, like their career came, left. It's like, hey, listen, it's just not going to happen.
What?
But on the way up, it's like...
On someone whose career that's never going to be...
Yeah, but, you know, I hate it when Tommy did this. You know, you really have to watch when you, like, shit on people's dreams. Because sometimes that's all they got. And, like, who is anybody to say, you're never going to be this? What if Eric, in some weird way, gets on a reality show that's really popular somehow, and people
can see it? I got bullshit on that!
It's just, like, I just think, like, L.A., just everyone shits on entertainers.
Yeah.
Because... They're big dreamers, but it's like there's a certain amount of balls it takes to be like, I'm not gonna go down the route everybody else does. Wife, kids, give up. I'm gonna just fucking try to do something.
Keep trying, keep trying, keep trying, keep trying.
Yeah, and it's like you're all in. Why should you shit on him?
But it's also like you're all in on like, I believe in me.
Yeah.
And then someone's like, I don't believe in you. Go kill yourself.
Yeah, especially like this. It's like, fuck you. You're never gonna do this. It's like. Why would you even have to say it? Be like, play him off. Be like, yeah, man, keep trying. See, we'll try to work
it. He probably asked him. He's like, hey, do you think I can get our friends and family? He's probably asked him, and he brought it up.
I heard it was a lot more brutal than that.
You fool! But it's like he's also somebody.
I like Adam. Adam's one of my very good friends. I mean, I'm a little nervous about this tanning he's been doing. This, like, George Hamilton look he's going with.
Well, you know.
I mean, like,
he's about three shades away from a worse credit rating.
Yeah. we're going to end up carving fucking chunks of salmonella out of his fucking skin. But the point is this, is like, I just don't think you should say that to him. But back to the sluts. I've said this before on the show, you should never run up chicks who fuck everybody.
Yeah.
What do you mean run them up?
Run them off.
Oh, run them off. No, you shouldn't. That's being mean to everyone.
Yeah.
You also shouldn't couple up with them either.
Yeah. And just because a girl won't fuck you...
doesn't mean she's not going to fuck all your friends.
She's not a bad person. She just doesn't want to fuck you. There's a million other...
Oh, yeah. Who did that recently? Oh, it was What's-Her-Name. It was at the Hinchcliffe and Redman got all mad at What's-Her-Name.
Who? Sarah?
Edgar's girlfriend, yeah.
Masajabi.
And I get it, because she's so extra flirty and stuff. So she thinks you have a chance. And then when you don't, but then you can't get mad at her for not fucking you.
Yeah. It's like, dude, it's like, move on to the next one.
Is that why they got mad at her, though?
I want to stop.
Well, they wrangled her in when she came in because she was overly flirty.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, man, she's going to fucking, you know, fucking be a cum junkie on us.
Yeah.
And then it never happened. And then they're just like, well, fucking fuck off then.
Right.
And
it's like, it's just rude. I mean, there's a bunch of chicks that won't bone. Well, they won't bone everybody. It doesn't mean they're bad people. You just got to have enough to bone you.
Right.
Yeah. It's weird when they flirt with you to make you think like you.
Well, I cut them off when I know they're... I mean, not that I'm looking to hook up with anybody, but I just cut them off. I want to get into something else. I want to start a change.org. Change.org. A petition.
About what?
To get the GM of the general manager of the comedy store to stop locking all the doors where the good boning happens.
Yeah.
All the doors are locked. There's no more boozing. There's no more smoking weed. There's no more nothing.
That they stopped the weed
thing. I do like that they stopped the weed thing because there was too many who the fuck are you guys hiding in the corners of the comedy store smoking weed. And I'm like,
outside the Bell Room, there's 35 people up there. You can't even get up there because there's so many people smoking pot. And I look up the stairs. I'm like, I don't know who any of these people are. There's 30 people up there smoking pot.
Regulars only.
You go back to, like, Sacred Ground outside the kitchen. Well, there's, like, a fight going on back there.
It used to be called Sacred Ground. Back when it was, you had to be paid regular or be invited by them.
Right.
Now it's just Stoner Alley.
Yeah.
Because all these open mics are like, oh.
You used to not be able to walk through the kitchen. If you would walk through the kitchen, they're like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
And now it's, like, a constant traffic going through there.
And the weed thing, it's gonna cut all that off. Which is great, because I fucking hate seeing open micers walking around like they own the fucking place.
Yeah.
Dude, I've almost gotten in fights with open micers. Me, almost getting in fights with local
Lakers. Yeah, some of these guys are just, they're fighters, dude.
They are. They're
and
all
I think
real,
it all
they're
comes
real
from
aggro.
The, nobody hits their kids anymore. And people can think I'm crazy. I don't think you should beat your kids. But nobody's growing up with any fear of anybody.
I mean, Adrian Peterson can only be responsible for his family. He can't come to L.A. and beat up all these open micers.
Well, I think
do you remember?
Yeah, he's got nothing but time right now.
Sam, do you guys remember like when we were like kids at the store?
Everything
the fear,
was in black and
the
white.
The fear that we had of like pissing off anybody that was a regular. You know what I mean? You didn't want to do anything. You were very polite. You were very cool. Now you got these sassy mouth fucking 22-year-olds, and I'm like, who the fuck are you? Like, who are you?
Yeah. Who, I just,
and you're like, what? Oh, shut up, man. I don't even know you.
Yeah, yeah. Why are you talking to me? Why are you making eye contact? Oh, yeah. Go
away
from me.
Employees turning over. Like,
employees are turning over. People are getting fired left and right. And if you're the
DeHaze's just got fired.
Yeah.
What did he get fired for?
Eric fired him.
Eric fired him kind of on a whim. Like, he wasn't working. Eric wasn't, or Carlos wasn't working. Eric was. There was a broken glass. Eric was sweeping into a dustpan. And Carlos was just walking by, and he's like, oh, hey, you look cute when you're cleaning. And Eric's like, you're fired.
Wow.
Yeah, and Eric's, and Carlos's like, okay. And he's like, no, you're fired. And he's
why?
Like, what? And, he's like, and then he... And
had
then
to be something else. And
he probably just did. He was waiting for a reason.
I had heard that they were out for him for a couple different reasons.
They're probably out.
There's no way at that place.
But
you
then,
fire somebody.
Then Carlos overreacted and caused a giant scene on his way
I
out.
I heard that he went nuts on Twitter.
Yeah.
What did he
do? I can understand that, dude. Yeah. I mean, you're dealing with people's emotions,
especially when you're working at a place for like $4 an hour.
Yeah,
and you already feel disrespected.
And by the way, Ari, $4 an hour would have been great back in the day, huh? When we were getting $25 for the day,
$25 a shift, 8 p.m. to 2:30 a.m.
The government has to go into the comic store, going, you have to pay these people hourly.
It's like you have to pay them the least amount you're legally allowed to pay them.
Yeah,
like we're gonna fight you on this.
Yeah,
the new
bullshit on that.
The new big rule.
16-year-old makes more than that. It's summer job.
Yes. That's paper route money.
Yeah, that's sign spinner money.
Right.
So actually, sign spinners get paid like $12 an hour.
Wow.
Like, no, but the new rule is that if you were fired at any point from the comedy store and you're not a paid regular, you are not allowed to perform there anymore.
For how long?
That's the old rule or new rule?
That's the new rule. They had like a meeting on Friday.
So
this on Monday, like, at the potluck this year, or on potluck on Monday, there was a handful of ex-employees that have been coming and doing potluck all this whole time, and Eric's like, oh, you can't put them up. They're not going
to. Oh, that's rough.
Wait, okay, I understand not making them friends and family, but not allowed to go up?
Yeah.
Like, they can't do, like, bringer shows in the belly room or Vargas' show.
Why?
Or
yeah, I mean, this is I wasn't at the meeting because I'm obviously not going to a meeting.
What's the point of that?
But yeah, it's
that would make people just go, why would I want to be an employee there then?
Why am I working for
because I'm an employee there to not be a lifetime employee there. I'm there to climb the ranks of comedy.
Yeah.
Like and if you get caught stealing, I could understand that.
Yeah.
Or
it makes sense that Tommy's not there.
You punch an employee or you sexually assault somebody.
Yeah,
those are lifetime bans, but I was late for my shift.
Alex Phillips that was fired for missing a shift. Yeah, he's not allowed. Not allowed up anymore.
Unbelievable.
That's stupid because you get the job, you might be a bad employee.
I got
already you're a comic, you're a bad employee.
Yeah, you're just not fired. You don't get the friends and family anymore. That's your punishment.
If I had a TV show right now, I'd say something, but I don't want to fucking work my way out either.
I know. I mean, I think it's a great idea.
Times they are.
Yeah, there's a three strike policy now.
They just made Spade a regular.
Who?
David Spade. David Spade, new paid regular.
Has he been coming around?
He was there last Wednesday.
Wait, what's the three strikes?
It's for the employees, like all the door guys, that if you get caught drinking on a shift or if you smoke weed or like if you do any, like there's this new laundry list of rules. And if you do any of them, three times, you're fired and then you're banned.
What's the over and under and how many weeks till Rose is gone?
Never.
Never.
Who's Rose?
She's got those titties.
She had this flower dress on yesterday. It was so insanely hot. It just hits your caveman fucking DNA.
She has that about her.
Mm-hmm. He's just
there's times where you
just go silverback on everybody and just fuck the shit up. Like she doesn't. All she like every time you talk to her, like I'll text her, see how she's doing. She's like, all I just want to do is
see how she's doing.
Long time ago, she put me on blast, so I know that's not happening. So it is what it is. But you know, I like her, man. She reminds me.
She's the best.
She's a nice good person. But man, when she walks around in that flower dress the other day, it's so hard to not just.
Yeah.
I was talking to her the other night because she was in Hawaii for like a week and a half or something, and I was like, "How was Hawaii? I know you hooked up with somebody." And she's like, oh, yeah, I hooked up with this dude. He's pretty cool. He's kind of hot, whatever. I'm like, and I was like, so you just hooked up with him all week? She's like, yeah. Actually, he's flying me back out in a couple weeks. I go, I bet he is.
Oh, yeah.
I bet he is.
That girl is so fucking hot.
Yeah.
That guy's breaking his piggy bank open to get your ass back out there.
Chicks, you're like, what are you working for?
Yeah.
Like, somewhere there's a rich old dude with mad cash. That is probably decent looking that you would never have to work your whole day ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have to work your way to the pool to go live.
Yeah, and all you gotta do is do what you do anyways. Let them fucking give you yards of dick.
Right? There was that, you know the guy, you know the you ever watch Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah.
You know Jax, that the main character, the blonde
Charlie.
Guy?
Yeah.
He was across the street at the House of Blues. And she heard that, and she was losing her I've never seen her act like that.
Really?
She was losing her shit. And all I wanted was to see him cross the street and come over and have her put her A-plus game on and watch a guy that could fuck anybody interact with a girl that could fuck anybody.
It'd be amazing.
It would have opened up like a black hole if they would have fucked.
Time would stop.
A black hole fuck?
Mm.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's why female comics... I don't work as hard as male comics, and people can hate me for that, but they do not hustle because there is a parachute.
Yeah.
And it is, I'm 34.
Yeah, they have a fallback plan at all times.
I've done nothing. I'm just going to marry a creepy old guy. It's the classic Vegas stripper. There are so many hot Vegas moms because all these strippers just saw the expiration date coming quick.
Perishable product.
And, dude, they just married that one crazy dude who comes in every week dropping $500 on them.
Yeah, because there's a limitless supply of them.
Yep. Yeah. And the same thing. You remember those, Ari, you remember those, and you probably remember them too, the two crazy, like, brunette twins that used to run around?
Oh, yeah. They were crazy. I forgot about them.
And, like, for, like, a brief second, they were okay attractive, but... Like, now they're just crazy. One of them, I'm just walking one day to the improv, and she's like,
thought about them Sam! Forever.
And I looked over, and she was, like, driving this humongous, gorgeous, white Range Rover. I'm like, what's going on? She's like, I got married. And, like, all she did was get married, have a fucking kid with some rich fuck. And she just totally hit the life fucking, she hit her stride. I'm still, like, grinding.
Let me ask you a question. When you get divorce settlement, one of the reasons that they let you get money from the dude is because you've grown accustomed to that way of living.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So why can't the NFL players sue the NFL when they go broke and say I've grown accustomed to this way of living? You need to continue paying me.
Feminists don't represent the NFL.
No, I think Goodell hired a couple.
What?
Goodell hired like a team of women.
Probably. I don't know, dude. Nobody has sympathy for men in this country. Nobody.
I forgot about those twins, but I remember. I never hooked up with either one of them, but I do remember that people used to hook up with them, and like they shared a room. So like, one would be like getting hammer fucked in one bed, while the other one would be in the other bed just trying to sleep.
Oh, dorm room,
by the way. Hashtag hammerfuck.
Yeah, Can we make that
a fucking of something? Hammerfuck?
Yeah, if the gun doesn't go great, you'll just get a hammerhead.
I would love... No, nobody wants hammerhead. That sounds angry. Yeah, that sounds like that.
A hammerhead sounds like it involves teeth.
That, like, you ever see when, like, a fish grabs a fucking... and its back just wails, just trying to rip it off?
Yeah.
That's hammerhead. What hammerhead sounds like.
Yeah, hammerhead sounds like it involves a girl shitting out a dick 2 days later.
Yeah.
NFL, Ari, Cowboys 3-1.
Yikes. Okay, my prediction before the season was 6-9.
Yes.
6-10, excuse me.
Still feel that.
Here's what they've done to me the last 3 years. I've been pretty vocal about it. Losing for a playoff spot, win the last game and you're into the playoffs, lose and you're out of the playoffs.
I was with you during that game against the Redskins.
You win the division. You win the division with the win. They lost a 3 to everyone else in the conference the last 3 years. And it's come down to the last quarter of week 17 before they've broken my heart.
The worst.
So I thought this year, especially when they lost that first one, cool. At least we'll be 0-4 like the Raiders. You can just watch, you know, the fun part of football. You don't have to worry about your team. You know, just enjoy the competition. But now they'll fuck me up again because now I got to watch more. So they're going to go 6-1, and they're going to rattle off fucking 9 straight losses.
DeMarco Murray's killing it.
Yeah, yeah, but how durable is he?
I think he's more durable than people are giving credit for.
I do too.
Okay, I'm not saying I got him in 2 of my leagues. I mean, like, I'm fine with him.
I think he'll make the season. I think he'll be fine.
I think they woke up. They're going to run the ball. Again, they did what I said a team should do. Their first-round draft pick the last 5 years has been linemen.
Yeah.
They fortified that line.
Now they can run. They can run
you
the
ready
ball.
For the worst
they have solid pass protection.
You ready for the worst fantasy football news in Punch Drunk?
What?
Yeah.
Tony Hinchcliffe's in first place.
Oh, he got lucky because he played me the first week before I looked at my roster.
You haven't even looked at your roster. Anyways, here's the whole thing.
Offenberg, it's starting at wide receiver.
Hey, here's the whole thing, dude. Our league has a lot of parity. There's nobody who's so far out in ahead. I'm in third to last place, but I'm tied with everybody at 2-2.
Yeah, the only person that's sucking is Eric Carter.
Eric Carter.
Little too much time burying baby goats. Not enough time working on that lineup.
Oh, dude, he gets murdered both in fantasy football and on Twitter.
Hey, man, I buried another baby goat yesterday. Buried another one. Made him a little makeshift headstone. Out of another baby goat. He's 0-4. James also 1-3.
James.
Sam, I got to be honest. When I heard you say the word parody, I thought you were thinking it was spelled P-A-R-R-O-T. T-Y. I didn't know what it meant. Yeah. But you surprised me. You got it right.
All right.
Oh, thank you. You fuck.
Let's play a game. Can we play a game?
No. Yeah.
I got a new segment for Punch Drunk Fantasy. It's called, Does Ari Know His Record?
No, don't look it up, Ari.
I'll look it up.
You're in Tony Hinchcliffe's division. He is 3-1.
Okay, so now we've got a little more information. There's been 4 games. Now we know that. Okay, I know I lost the first week. I'm going to say that I am 2-2.
1-3 in last place.
Oh, you got to go final answer.
Oh, yeah.
It's because I auto-drafted. Where the fuck was Green Bay Packer factor? Whatever his name
I don't
is.
Even think.
Oh, Talboy. So you had 2 people that didn't show up for the draft.
What was that guy's name?
Proxy, and he was nowhere.
Yeah. You had 2 people that didn't show up for your draft.
The word proxy.
But nobody told him to draft. You had to tell him you want him to do your team.
Like always?
Okay, so for here on, he is your guy for every year.
No. Now I'm done with him because he fucked it up.
Now you fucked up! Who's putting your lineups in?
By the way, new feature on Punch Drunk, the Jew cam, the Jew nose cam.
He can maintain it, but if he doesn't, then I'm going back to the field.
Is he putting your lineups in?
He's in the doghouse.
Who's setting your lineups?
You should put him in your nose house. There's enough room in there.
Yeah, you can get Pollyanna and Maverick in each nostril.
Seriously, dude. I want to Airbnb your fucking nose. Can I do that? Ari, I'm gonna go with everybody here. Pretenders, contenders, contenders, pretenders. I'm gonna start yelling out teams. You tell me if you think contenders, pretenders.
Uh-huh.
San Francisco 49ers.
Contenders, gotta be contenders. I mean, gotta be, right?
Pretenders.
Whoa! Controversy.
Ooh. Oh yeah. They have no defense. They're
really
all injured.
It's the defense. It's I don't think they that team likes
up.
That coach.
They don't like the coach. The coach. There's problems with the coach. Kaepernick's. There's no confidence. It's
he's your classic running quarterback who just tries to strong arm the throw. Have you?
They
noticed
are
that?
On the fence of that. They are right there, man. I mean, if they were really the Niners. If they didn't have three defensive guys that are all three of the guys that are gone are Pro Bowl players.
Yeah.
If they had them, it'd be a different team. They could easily be pretenders.
So Ari,
it's gonna be a rough year for them.
And that's the best division in football.
What did they lose? They lost right there.
They lost three guys, one to domestic violence, I think.
One to a broken leg and one to
airport bombing.
What?
Yeah, he threatened to bomb the airport.
Allahu Akbar!
Yeah, I remember that. They were 12-4 last year, though.
That's a tough-ass division, man.
They got to play the Seahawks.
Arizona looks nasty.
Arizona looks good. They got to play the Seahawks. Seahawks looks better than last year.
Seahawks do look better than last year.
Next one. Here we go. Contender, pretender. The Chicago Bears.
Contender.
I hate to say it, but they're contenders.
I don't see them being that good. I mean, they fucking...
Are they Jekyll and Hyde, Ari Shaffir?
What?
Are they Jekyll and Hyde?
I just think they're not going to be consistent enough, and Cutler's always going to be not an amazing guy.
Here's what's going to happen.
But you know who is? Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, but he's got bad ankles.
Alshon Jeffries.
And fucking Bennett's awesome.
Bennett's
awesome.
Bennett's been blowing it up.
Man, he's great. I really wish I had him.
If you like him so much, why don't you marry him? Burn!
God damn, he got me again with that one.
Nice!
Here's what's going to happen, especially in the NFC.
Yeah.
The four division winners are going to be like 10-6, and then there's going to be eight teams that are 8-8 or 9-7 vying for those two fucking wild card spots.
Just like the NFL wants it.
It's exactly what they wanted. And it's especially prevalent in the NFC
right now.
In the NFC,
because it's the real division.
And you know the Cowboys going to be there again, right on the line, needing a fucking over-the-middle throw.
Hey, man, so are the Falcons, bro. I mean, we look like shit this week.
All right, here we go. Another one. Contender, pretender. The New York Football Giants.
Pretender. Absolute pretender.
Pretender.
I'm shocked they've gotten a 2-2.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Pretender. They played, you know, both games, they played shitty teams.
Shitty teams, garbage football. Eli Manning should quit.
Dude, I agree with that.
Okay, here's.
Oh, can I say this?
No, you cannot.
On this podcast, Sam has said on multiple occasions, Eli's better than Peyton.
I
think he's going to come off that. I think he means that he was better than Peyton then, but now.
I'm telling you right now.
No, he would no longer say that now. I guess that he said it before. I think he was wrong before.
No way is Eli better than Peyton.
You would take Eli over Peyton.
I would tell you, dude, if you gave them this, if they had equal teams.
Sam, you're not saying that now for real.
Yes, he is. I love what he said. I make him say this once a week.
Still now, Sam?
I put Sam on a pedestal all throughout life. And once a week, I have to make him say this so I kind of remove him from the pedestal I put him on.
I'm just going to say
like
that.
And look like an idiot. But don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
I'm just saying to you that Peyton Manning is one of the greatest to ever play the game. But Eli Manning is way better in big games. And just, you know, his run through the Super Bowl where he beat the New England Patriots, and just over and over again,
he's fucking cold-blooded
in the fucking playoffs. Whether his team is good enough to get to the playoffs, I don't know. But you know what, dude? Let's say this, dude. Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, who are you going to take? You're going to take Peyton Manning right now because he's been surrounded by a better team. Whereas Belichick is fucking Tom Brady in the ass by trading everybody away. It's the same thing with the fucking Giants, man. They just don't surround him with a good team. So you can't really say that. Peyton Manning has an ungodly team. They give him everything. He's fucking ate a dog's dick.
He never had a defense with the Colts ever.
That defense went crazy. Why didn't he have a defense, Tebow? Because they spent all their money on offense. to give him the tools where he can go fucking techno bowl on everybody.
Sound effects every time. Cut it out.
Yeah, we don't, and that doesn't fit that one. See, this is why we miss Renee. He gets it. Okay? So the point is this, dude.
You would still right now stick with Eli Manning over Peyton Manning
let's
in the big
say,
game.
Let's say today. No, I'm going to tell you this. If Thank I was you. Going into playoffs, I'd much rather want Eli Manning. And I mean that 100%.
The 2014 playoffs?
If they had the same teams.
Sam, yeah. We're talking about the 2014 playoffs. Your team can get either one of
I would love to have Peyton Manning. It would make me feel so much better.
Dude, Eli has that big game potential where he does turn it up to 11, and he does like, oh, shit, there's a big game. But Peyton is always at 11.
No, dude, you just drink the Kool-Aid that Papa John's is shoving down your fucking throat.
Dude, last year he broke the record for touchdown passes. Last year.
And then shit the bed in the Super Bowl.
Eli didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, but, dude, that has more to do with team than anything.
The whole fucking sport has to do with team.
Dude, I'm just telling you, Peyton Manning is a great quarterback, but he fucking shits the bed in the playoffs. And I'm just going to say that. And you know what? That fumble at the beginning of the game is classic fucking Peyton Manning in high-pressure situations.
That fumble wasn't Peyton Manning's
fault. It wasn't even his fault. That was a center's fault.
It was a center's fault.
It was nine.
The audible.
It was a shotgun.
All right, I'm done arguing. You know why? And I want to say something also.
Because you didn't put points ever?
No.
Sometimes he does.
Yeah, sometimes he does.
I just want to say something. If I disagree with your take on sports,
sure.
People who listen to this, Don't just fucking verbally attack me on Twitter. This is what this show's about. It's about people yelling about sports.
Exactly right.
It's not, you didn't walk on me fucking your grandma, okay? It's just.
Even though that could be an option.
Which I got a crowd member tried to fight me about one time because I asked to fuck his grandma. But that's
Arrest
the point
my case.
Is this. The
point Sam, is he's had five playoffs and he's done well in two of them and he's done bad in three of them.
He's won one Super Bowl. And he's fucking floundered in the playoffs. He won one Super Bowl. He wasn't even that great in that game. And fucking Rhodes should have won. Who was the running back? Rhodes? Was that Rhodes in the Super Bowl? That fucking should have won the MVP and didn't. I mean, it's just the truth. It's just the truth. Peyton Manning wasn't the best player in that Super Bowl team. Just like Kobe Bryant should have been MVP of his last championship when they played the Boston Celtics, where he went fucking like 7 for 29 from the field.
That's
and
Kobe.
Was playing like dog shit. Yeah.
That's textbook
okay?
Kobe.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to just hand it to him. I can watch it without emotion. I don't need everybody talking heads telling me who's this. I watch what happens on the field. Peyton Manning isn't great in the playoffs. He's not bad all the time, but he can shit the bed. For some reason, Eli Manning just puts it together. That run where they beat New England in the final, in the Super Bowl, is the greatest run in fucking through the playoffs ever. Because each game, with the exception of the Tampa Bay game, which was the first one, each one of those games had fucking amazing story to it. Where the home team should have won and it would have been storybook. I mean, just think about it. He fucking retired Brett Favre as a Packer that year. Then he goes in and ruins Tom Brady's fucking perfect season. Tom Brady could have ran for president of the United States if he'd gone 18-0. Ruined that. Best Tom Brady can do now? Senator. That's the best.
State senator.
That's the best.
Suck my presidential cock, bitch!
I love the... Mervis and I were talking about this on the way here. I love the end of a dynasty.
Yeah.
I love when the Cowboys were finally done. I love the fact that the Lakers are done now. And I love the end of the Patriots right now.
Patriots.
And we are watching the end of that fucking dynasty.
Patriots.
And you're right. It is Parcells' fault.
Yeah.
No, you mean Belichick.
I mean Belichick's fault. It is Belichick being a GM and being like, draft whoever, doesn't matter, bring in a bunch of riffraff. Me and Brady got this. No, you don't.
Nope.
Let me ask you don't. Is Brady still a top shelf quarterback that, like Peyton Manning,
he didn't look like it last night.
From
he didn't
the
look
bench.
Like it last night. Yeah. He made some terrible throws last night. And I don't blame him for the fumble because that's your offensive line's fault.
But
you get blindsided, that's your lineman's fault.
To the Kansas City defense.
Some of these out passes, he was throwing it out of bounds. He was throwing shit into the dirt.
If you took,
he's got an 80 quarterback rating.
Tom Brady.
79.1. That's just so unlike him.
If you took Tom Brady and Eli Manning, right, either one, and you put them on a team like St. Louis, who's got tons of weapons, they just got a quarterback that couldn't stay healthy.
Right.
Would it be something like what we just see with Peyton Manning and Denver?
Well, that's an interesting example because they have an incredible defense. They just can't move the chains. I think either one of them, of course, would be an upgrade for that team. I think St. Louis would be stoked to have either one of those two.
Yeah, either one could turn that around big time.
Are you asking which one would I rather have?
No, I'm just saying, do you think that they could still be
absolutely
productive?
An elite quarterback.
100%.
An elite quarterback. 100%.
100%.
They'd still be elite, and it'd be more exciting to watch them on a team like that where they have the weapons.
Yeah, I do think that New England is coming to an ugly...
Party's over, fuckheads.
And if I was Tom Brady, I'd want out of there. And I think he does want. I think he's emotionally attached to New England.
Did you see him sit on the bench with his head in his hands last night? It looked like his body language was like a 17-year-old kid that's got straight A's and just found out he's got a full ride to Harvard and just found out his girlfriend's pregnant. And he's just sitting there like, fuck me, man. Fuck!
Yeah, because
the backup get a sweet touchdown of Gronk.
I mean, who's the lineman they just traded? Was an all-star. Randy Moss,
Mankins.
You know, Wes Walker, they wouldn't pay.
They didn't realize that Hernandez was going to jail when they got rid of Welker.
Yeah, but still, it doesn't even make sense. It's like, pay the guy, dude.
Yeah,
he's a
huge weapon. He's your star.
You're a golden boy. That's his favorite target.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you pay him? Everybody else, like they kept paying him.
And Brady was publicly disputing the fact that they did not pay him. He was he was verbally, publicly on the record as saying, I am not cool about them not ponying up some cash for this dude. And it's going to cost us.
Yeah.
And it sure did. And it still is, as of last night.
What's going on? Oh
God, this looks like you're about to beat off. That's like your beat off phase.
Why do you always go right to fucking Ari jerking off? Is it in your dreams?
It's in my dreams.
As real as it may seem.
let me fucking.
It was only in my dreams. Love.
Sam asked me a question right to his phone and sings over it.
Yeah.
What do you think about this game? God bless America. I tell you why I go to that move. Because he's jerked off on 3 of the last 4 podcasts.
Did you ask him?
I wish it to get out of my head.
Hey, all right,
let's see you milk that cow, you ugly prick.
Love, 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 love. As real as it may seem, it was only in my dreams.
Man, stop doing that.
Wow. You don't like my singing?
Oh, horrible.
Oh, my God. Put your baby to sleep? Do you want me to do a lullaby?
All right, have you ever even checked Punch Drunk's fantasy page that you are in to see, like, how am I doing? Who's on my team? Who am I playing this week? Have you even looked at it?
What do you mean by that? What, even logs?
I believe that answers my question.
Name the prosecution rests, Your Honor.
Let's play another game. Ari name 2 players on his team? Ari.
Are you talking without getting any wrong?
Of course. I'm not saying can you name 2 players in the NFL. I know. Name 2 players on your team.
Marshawn Lynch.
So far, no.
So far, no.
Tom Brady.
Nope.
Tony Sparano.
Tony Sparano?
What a talent.
Isn't he the new Raiders coach?
No, they actually said that he's not going to be.
And I think they announced that he is going
to be. Oh, okay. I heard last night at midnight that he wasn't going to be.
Oh, we're going to suck.
DeMarco Murray. He's on my team.
Nope.
No, sir. Survey set.
Can't hit that again.
Survey set. Keep going.
Why is he so excited there?
Eli Manning.
Nope.
Damn it. What do I got? Romo?
No.
Nope. I'll give you a hint. You don't have a single cowboy.
Okay. Well, you do have a somewhat decent team.
For a guy that's 1-3.
I know. Aaron Rodgers.
Nope.
No.
Bam. Oh, my God.
You actually only have one quarterback, which is interesting.
Colin Kaepernick?
No. No.
You know who I just recently picked up as my backup?
Who?
Touchdown Teddy.
Wow, if you'd have started him this week.
What league?
Punch Drunk.
I have him in my upstate New York league.
Yeah.
Giants defense.
Oh, you're still guessing your team? Nah.
You can't have him in Punch Drunk. I have him.
Do you?
In Punch Drunk.
Bridgewater?
Main room.
Yeah.
Giants defense.
In four fucking leagues.
Nope.
How about news?
Oh, you do have Giants defense.
Yeah.
Yes,
ding, 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 ding. Ari, congratulations.
Survey set.
Nice. 11 guesses later, he guesses his defense. He'd given up on players, and then he was just going to go through 32 teams and guess their defense.
What about that kicker from the Raiders?
Sebastian, nope.
Good pickup.
Nope. You actually have two kickers, two defenses, and one quarterback. Good draft,
and
bro.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Wait, I have Rivers as my backup.
I can crab tree.
Nope.
I have a pretty decent team in Punch Drunk for being 2-2. There's a lot of 2-2s. There's a lot of
parity in the Punch Drunk League.
A lot of fighting in this Punch Drunk League.
I'm joining the Punch Drunk Basketball League. I'm not big
fan. That's a full-time job,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I know, but I decided to join
time.
What?
Basketball's all the time.
But you know basketball really well.
Yeah, and I need something to do on the internet. PunchDrunkSports.com is looking awesome, Sauce. I'm really loving the website, man. It's starting to come together.
Especially, like, you know, because Laura Johnson's no longer with us.
What?
Yeah, she passed away.
Stop.
She's in a car accident like a month ago.
Stop.
And, So, you know, her husband is really plowed through and, like, focused. I think he put all his focus on this and not his, like, sadness.
Let me ask you something, Ari. Will you please – are you going to go out and do any more drinking?
When, tonight?
Yeah, at all?
I'm in London now. I might go out to a bar or something.
Oh, man, I wish you could take a picture of German tits while you were out there.
That's an
odd request for Triple A. You know what? Take some London tit pictures for Sammy.
It's so funny because they sound so smart, London people, but they're just like white trash like us.
Yeah.
Even worse, because they sound so that's like more confusing. Yeah. Like you see us, you know we're scumbags. You see them, you're like, wow, you sound like you went to college. They're like, no, I live in a ditch.
Yeah, they're playing a trick on us. They're the old Little Bighorn.
Yeah.
The funniest story is Gareth Reynolds is half... You know, he's born in England. Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of family over there. Mm-hmm. And he'll go over there and he'll be hanging out. And, like, these British chicks will come up to him. They're like, excuse me. And they just start talking. He's like, excuse me. Do you like to party? He's like, yeah. I mean, you know, party. And he's like.
Yeah, cocaine.
Yeah. No, he goes, yeah. Oh, they go, would you happen to have any crack? Like,
happen.
That's so weird to hear crack from a fucking
from a Brit.
Proper wizard.
Sam, that British accent was to die for.
I always say
Sam's accents sound the same.
Yeah.
Watch this. Let's hear an Australian asking the party.
Just hang on, hang about.
What part of Australia is that?
Hang about. Shrimp the barbie, huh?
They don't even call them shrimp, they call them prawns.
So I'm putting another prawn on the barber.
On the barber?
On the barber?
On the barber.
Hang about.
The prawns give me a haircut?
Hang on, Ari, I'm about to make your day. Let's hear a little Mexican.
Bro! You don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Scottish.
Nancy.
There we go. How about a German accent speaking English?
Oh, hang around.
Japanese and then Jamaican.
Japanese and Jamaican all of a sudden. Yeah, man.
Jama people.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit, fire. That's funny. Shit,
you are fire. A chameleon.
Yeah, you are fucking.
Well, guys, we're coming to the end of our show. What'd we learn today?
The Vikings are going to win the rest
of
the games.
Let's break it down. What'd we learn?
Okay, we're going to go around and say what we learned today?
Yeah, I think we all should. One.
I learned that Ari has trouble getting laid in other countries when here he gets to bang everybody once because here we care about Comedy Central.
Yes.
No, but it's not just that. It's because I know people already. Here I don't know anybody. It's not, if I go to Dayton, Ohio, I don't know anybody.
Oh, so you're not good at just picking up strange.
Yeah, I'm not that good at that.
It's a language barrier thing?
No, it can be. In Oktoberfest, it was.
I get that, too. It's like...
But, dude, Dayton, Ohio is full of whores, though.
Yeah, dude. Those girls, yeah. those girls are country ghetto.
Eat the girls in Dayton. Then not,
let me make an amendment to what I learned today. What I learned today is Ari bangs a lot more with a wingman.
Knowing is half the battle.
Okay, I did... Okay. Ryan, what'd you learn?
I learned that Ari has one ball that's way bigger than his other ball, to the point of which
lefty?
He...
You meant lefty?
Yeah, you might want to go on WebMD.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was a handsome ball.
It's going to be hard to jerk off to WebMD, but I'll do it for you, Mervis.
I appreciate that.
Ari, what'd you learn today?
I learned, Sam, that sometimes when people come together, they can accomplish a lot.
That was very deep, man. Today I learned that I have to add my wide range of characters that I can do to my act somehow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you definitely do.
I need to do all the different people I've met around the world.
You're so good at it. You like that guy from Dr. Strangelove?
Yeah.
What's that name?
Yeah, that guy.
Mervis, what's that guy's name? From Lolita and Dr. Strangelove.
Well, I don't know. It was too high when
British
I saw
guy.
It.
Oh,
yeah, and I turned about I can't think of his name. The main character in the fucking...
Yeah, that guy.
I know you're talking about.
Elijah Wood?
Yeah, it's Elijah Wood.
Yeah, Elijah Wood.
All right, are you falling asleep now?
I am falling asleep.
Wait, what time is it in London? Is it today still or is it yesterday or tomorrow?
It's
10 o'clock at night.
Oh, my God, baby's been up all day.
Oh, little baby's got to give a little nappy nap.
What a nice set of teeth there, Ari.
Ari, are you going to the Comedy Store in London?
I'm going to go check it out. Yes, absolutely.
Are you going to get snippy with them? They're like, hey, welcome to the Comedy Store. I've been to the real Comedy Store.
You should someone behind the Comedy Store
in London. What is that behind your head, Ari?
The little penguin?
Is that a little stuffed animal?
It's probably some sort of tea koozie.
Little cutie. Oh, look at that. What a little baby.
Little Bob.
What are you making? It's not my room. I just got here.
Very
I don't
British.
Know places.
All right. Well, Ari, it's been great. Everybody, thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being a special guest, Ari. Ryan Mervis, thank you for coming. Yes, capital one. Where's your
Skull Vikings
at? Check out BetDSI. Use the Punch Drunk code, the promo for $10. Caveman Coffee, Punch Drunk Sports. And check out Amazon links. Guys, help us help you help us. We love the John Lovitz Club, all things comedy. Thank you, guys. Hopefully we'll have calls next week.
Shirts next week, too. Suck it.